It's time for Agriculture, presented by Turkana Farms in Germantown, New York, a small-scale producer of heritage breed livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres. They also produce a full array of garden vegetables, many of them heirloom varieties raised naturally, as well as an assortment of berries, including raspberries, blackberries, gooseberries, black, red, and white currants, mulberries, and elderberries. And now, here's Victoria Cox.
Hi friends, it's Victoria. This Wednesday was perfectly typical in all regards. At noon, you could find Troy and me and our two newest friends crouched in the hayloft atop the barn, surrounded by house sparrows and their detritus, pulling armfuls of wool out of black contractor bags and heaping them into massive, hairy haystacks, bits of fluff raining around us like soot. Early the day before, I'd gotten a phone call from a Bard student named Sophia, who was searching for bulk sheep fleeces for her senior project, and had heard that we might be able to help. I can't tell you how nice it feels to know that these are the kinds of rumors being spread about me. Sophia brought along Mickey, her friend and a resident fiber expert from Hudson Valley Sheep and Wool Co., and together we scaled the treacherous hayloft steps, stumbled to the farthest back corner, and began the daunting task of searching through our accumulated fleece collection for the right stuff. Over the years, our flock has managed to grow far more wool than any pair of farmers could possibly process, as detailed in past newsletters. And the sacks of sheared fleeces have accumulated in heaps, an archive of woolen history. To a casual observer, we probably looked like mad vagabonds from some post-apocalyptic landscape, elbows deep in trash bags, covered in feathers and dust, holding matted hanks of hair up to the light and exclaiming, "It's perfect!" If this impression becomes part of my rumored persona, I won't be upset. But for our current purposes, these sacks hold treasure. Sophia's project, essentially her studio art senior thesis, is the construction of a yurt made entirely from natural, locally extracted materials. She's already sourced and assembled maple poles for the frame and begun to craft panels of felt for the covering. When she called and told me about her project and asked if I could help, my mouth fell open. As Troy and I have talked, or more accurately, wildly fantasized, about creating exactly such a structure since the moment we got here and met the Caracoles. Yurt is a Turkic word for this particular type of tent-like structure, made with a collapsible frame covered in felt, and their history is deeply entwined with the nomadic people of Central Asia who cultivated our hairy, fat-tailed sheep. Showing Sophia the Turkana house and talking about the goals of her project, it felt as if we'd both come a long way to reach the same unexpected conclusion. We loaded Sophia's tiny car to the brim with 20 pounds of wool and sent her back to her equally tiny studio where her structure waits, unassembled, for spring. That peculiar feeling of a surprised discovery of treasure stayed after she drove away and only grew stronger when we picked up a pair of our closest Raleigh friends from the train station and brought them back to the house. While cooking dinner with them, plus my brother and neighbor Adam, we kept circling back to the totally improbable story of how we met and the circular paths that brought us all together, eating British white steaks in our glorious kitchen. Between the six of us, we could count well over 24 moves in the last 10 years, including an improbable number of overlapping permutations, like the winter that Troy and I spent camped out in Lauren and Morgan's front room in the cheese factory, or the weeks my brother spent helping me farm at Oberlin. Collectively, we have a mountain of experience in creating new homes, apart and together. Maybe this is why the idea of this yurt project feels so compelling and so hopeful, taking only the resources that are at hand and that might otherwise be discarded, and weaving them all together into a portable home is simply the most tangible manifestation of what we're all trying to do in any given place. I'm excited to keep you all updated on what Sophia creates, and I'm luxuriating in the idea that we could do the same thing. Maybe even building an idea that you could come visit, inhabit, and rest inside of.
Agriculture is underwritten by Turkana Farms, LLC, a small-scale producer of heritage-bred livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres in Germantown, New York. More information, 518-537-3815.